I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested. Because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, it was a nice morning. Awful. Afternoon, lots of rain, lightning, flash floods. What was that?
Did you get your grass cut?
I did. I did cut it.
That's still on
cut
my
it
agenda.
Tuesday. There's like one little patch that was buried in water, never got to.
It's Friday,
gotta get down on Friday. It is Friday, July 16th. Gus Kattengill, that's General D, hanging out in studio this Friday. Jordan Kleber as well. Got a couple of questions of the day. Jordan will get to shortly. Marlon Favorite next hour. I mean, next segment, rather. Jesus. And then also Leo Haggerty. Bottom of the hour. Want to play some interesting tidbits as to what's going on with the Saints earlier today. David Onyemata, the news this morning, off of his Instagram, saying that he was expecting to be suspended part of the 2021 season after he tested positive for a banned substance. Ross Jackson joined us at 12:15, and he intimated in his interview that he kind of thought, hey, look, it could be two, could be likely four. But if you remember, Onyemata was popped once already for marijuana. So it means, General D, he thought that he would be a multi-time offender, and it could be six. Well, the NFL came out during that interview around 12:20. And said he is suspended for six games, so he will miss hosting Packers, at Panthers, at Patriots, hosting Giants, at Washington, bye week, at Seattle. Those are the games that your starting defensive tackle is going to miss now for this season.
There's one hope there is that Buckshot Turner is the guy that we think he can
be.
He
moved Davenport in. Yeah.
You move Cam Jordan in. Okay. There's the guy that's more inside guy, and you're going to try to go with your two outside guys with being Peyton Turner and Davenport. Davenport's
got to. Do you think the team tries to figure out inside the locker room and not go out?
No, I think they need to go out. I still think they need to go out. But I think if you are going out, you have a guy that's probably limited right now in what he can do. So okay. How many downs is he going to be a push to pocket? Or is he just going to be a run stuffer? Is really where you're at this point.
Love to bring him in on Mondays and Fridays, hopefully staying dry. Here to give us a review on Space Jam, A New Legacy. None other than Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. Rafael, no doubt this is the greatest single movie event you've ever seen. Forget the new Star Wars movies. Space Jam, A New Legacy, sir. What are you hearing?
It is bad. I tried watching it last night. And then you know what's the best part? Michael Jordan must be smiling somewhere. Because Space Jam, the first one, Rotten Tomatoes score, 44. Space Jam, A New Legacy, right now, Rotten Tomatoes is trending at 35%.
So. Oh, there it is. That's MJ, cool. Baby, still there.
Still
MJ, still there.
There was Jordan, a Michael Jordan reference.
Lighting it up right now for cigarette.
I thought Michael Jordan was going to come into the locker room at halftime and kind of pep him up a little bit.
It's bad. I don't know what was worse, Space Jam New Legacy or Sonic the Hedgehog. It's close. It's probably one of the worst movies I've seen in a very, very long time.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, your review of Space Jam, A New Legacy.
An hour and 55 minutes, by the way.
Now, keep in mind, Travis, who's going with his son tonight, will absolutely think it is the greatest basketball and sports movie of all time, since he's already told his son it's a documentary of the great LeBron James. Raphael, I started out with a little of that Saints news. I want to get to that in a quick second, and you're very latest on Aaron Rodgers, since that's exactly what everybody does every day. But this Damian Lillard thing, right? Jordan just said, Frank Isola reporting that the head coach Chauncey Billups, the GM, they're on their way to meet with Damian Lillard tonight, or I guess talk to him after practice in Las Vegas. Do you think Damian Lillard, now do you have to put up some props here? Do you have to put up some bets? Do you think he's a Portland Trailblazer next year?
I guess I want to hear what this meeting comes out afterwards. I mean, as of right now, I thought he would want to leave anyways. But then when I saw Chauncey Billups get the job, I thought maybe Billups knew that he was going to stay, and that's why he took the job. Because he had other offers out there, Chauncey. He was the head candidate for a lot of other opening jobs. So a little shocked that Lillard came out and said that, knowing that Chauncey Billups was the head coach. But there's a lot of players. Our teams are going to be looking for Dame time to come into their backyard, including your Seattle, our New Orleans Pelicans. I almost messed up right there. Pelicans will be high on that list. The Golden State Warriors will be high. Of course, the Knicks, who are always on high on everyone's list. It's going to be very interesting.
The only hope is that by the dominoes falling is that other guards become available. So that may be something that if it could work in the Pelicans' favor. I don't think it's going to be Dame to New Orleans. But to your point, that if, say, Golden State, he moves over there, that may open up a guard or two that comes open on the ball.
Well, Golden State would make some sense from this aspect. I would imagine Wiggins goes over there, right? Wiggins, some picks. I mean, do you put him there as well? I mean, what would be your top three teams you think that could? We referenced a lot of Eastern Conference
Blast
teams.
Trio.
Raphael, do you think it's an Eastern Conference team or Western Conference team that's best fit for Portland and him?
I would say a little bit. If I would look at the Eastern Conference, I would probably just look at the Knicks. There would be the big front runners. West Coast, keep an eye out for Dallas Mavericks. If Jason Kidd could team up or something on that aspect. But you know what? If I'm the Pelicans, if you're not going to get Dame time, you know what? There's a guy in Chicago that I think would fit really, really well for the Pelicans, and Zach. I think he would be a really, really good fit here.
I would love that. Why are you teasing me with that? Is Zach LaVine a Tatum? Now, he did say he wasn't going to re-sign with Chicago, right, during the season?
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's a really, really, really good pickup if the Pelicans can land him.
General D, the color just left your face there, sir. It turned a little pale.
If we're able to get Zach LaVine, now okay, now we're talking, but I didn't realize he was even mentioned as trade bait that we could get him. So he would fit well next to Zion, obviously.
Does he have a year left? Is that what that is? Or is he restricted free agent?
A
year left, and he said he's not going to. Yeah, a year left, and he said he's not going to sign the extension. I think that's what came out last. So again, Chicago's in a position of get something rather than nothing.
Well, Raphael, I think one of the things that has happened, with the Dame Lillard thing is that he's over there at the Olympics basketball meetings and working out with the team, and everybody's in his ear. You need to come play for me. You got to come over here, and we need to team up, because that's where you've usually seen most movement happen, is when these guys get together and they start talking about how they can pair up and win. So maybe something changed there. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I agree, because right now there's more wheeling and dealing in the clubs and strip joints in Vegas right now than a lot of people. Because I used to be there full time, and during the NBA training camps and the summer leagues, I would when I was working in casinos late at night, 2 a.m, I see a group of guys, NBA players, just sitting there at the lounge having cocktails, and they talk, and it's all they want to do. So I would not be shocked if something comes out big in Vegas, not just the Olympics.
That's interesting. But speaking of those Olympics, they'll be Tokyo-bound here shortly. The exhibition game with Australia was postponed today, obviously, because of the COVID situations. JaVale McGee heading over there. Trae Young's a little upset that he didn't get asked. Should Trae Young have been asked to be on the team as a replacement?
I would if I was, I mean, we want eyeballs to watch these games because, let's face it, a lot of money has come in on other teams to win men's basketball. So it's funny how Nigeria was 100-1 to win the gold medal in men's basketball, and right now they're 8-1. So it's just the amount of money that came in on that is just phenomenal. They're going to win it. But I think it's going to be a lot of tight games that I've seen in U.S. basketball. Mm.
What is the team that's getting a lot of the action that could be perhaps the gold medal winner?
Spain and France, I think last time I checked, besides U.S., have the most tickets written. Spain and France, I think, were heavy favorites. I think Spain was even money. France, almost 2-1. But keep an eye out for Italy and Argentina, even though Argentina's got some guys I think are getting Social Security plus their whatever they're making for the basketball team.
Speaking with Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow him over on Twitter, free videos over on Instagram, your daily winners, I guess, is what he does. Still waiting to, you know, have you do that over at my place while the dog's biting you. You know, that'd be kind of cool if you did that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I'm just kind of mad at my French Quarter house that doesn't have a tub. So this thunderstorm, I have no place to hide. So
that is true. You have to. By the way, you're joking, but not really. I just got a report and I just saw it on my Twitter. There's flooding, you know, over there in the quarter and over in Lakeview. So please be careful if you're out and about. Louis Oosthuizen, he is your leader at 11 under. Jordan Spieth, 8 under. Justin Johnson, 7 under through two rounds of the Open Championship or the British Open. Rafael, after two rounds, where's the action coming in? Who do you think's going to be the winner?
What Louis did today, shooting a 65, which was phenomenal. That was pretty impressive. He's going to, two-stroke lead over Morikawa. Jordan Spieth continues to impress me, but DJ had a very, very good day as well. Moved, 15 spots. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting Saturday and Sunday. As long as John Rahm doesn't win it, I think we're going to have a nice Open Championship. But for gambling purposes, and even for viewership, the Open Championship, let's face it, is probably the least watched of all the major golf events because of time difference. And they're usually battling with NBA playoffs and stuff like that. So not that much action. And I've even seen the first 2 days of ratings have not been really good. But what Louis did today was pretty impressive.
It is pretty good. Koepka, you know, was there at tied for 12th, and then you have Bryson who's blaming everybody and then came out yesterday and apologized to
Koepka's line today was classic.
What was that?
I love my driver. I love my driver.
I love those two. They just absolutely go after one another, right? Don't they?
Oh, it's fantastic. They need to do a reality show just following them two. I would pay pay-per-view prices to watch them two just bag on each other.
Speaking of pay-per-view, gonna need you log in on Sunday, but before we get to Sunday, Rafael, tonight, first time in what, something like 405 days or something like that, I've been seeing the commercial, especially during the MLB All-Star game. Fans return to Friday Night SmackDown. Wrestling will have fans. What do you think? I'm kind of pumped. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of pumped. I mean, they lost a key person with Bayley going out with a horrible knee injury. She's going to be out 9 months, so pretty much a whole year. She pretty much carried the women's division, just her persona and mic work, all through the pandemic. So that was a big blow for them. But, yeah, so Money in the Bank is this week. And then SummerSlam is SummerSlam's just around the corner, where John Cena will be at SummerSlam, not just to wrestle, but I'm sure to promote. Right. His new movie coming out as well. So SummerSlam should be very interesting.
All right, seriously, Money in the Bank. Any chance we see the man? I'm ready for Becky Lynch. I saw a video of, or a photo of her working out, and we're all ready.
I think SummerSlam will see Becky Lynch. I don't think we'll see her in Money in the Bank. But SummerSlam, I'm hearing, it's almost a for sure positive. Her and a lot of other females will be back on SummerSlam.
All right, so who wins the suitcase for the ladies, and who wins the suitcase for the men?
Ladies, I think it's wide open, but for men, I think it's going to be Big E. I think he's going to win it because they're trying to push him, they're trying to maybe fade him away with the tag team and all. They give him a belt, so I think Big E wins it. You can get him at 2-1. Seth Rollins plus 250. And I think Rhea Ripley holds her belt again, and she beats Charlotte Flair. So I don't see that many title changes. I think Roman Reigns beats Edge. So not that many title changes in this one.
I think we did try to get Jordan to do the Big E dance. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be impressive. Right after he delivers my ice cream, then he can do the Big E dance.
Same outfit, yeah.
I still need to get the address.
We need to do a... Okay, if you don't give him ice cream next week, we're going to...
Well, I'm still waiting on the snowball.
We're going to film you doing the Big E dance.
Yeah, what are you... I'm still snowball. Waiting on a... What's a snowball, you said?
Is that like a snow cone? Is that a snow cone?
Oh, my God. You know what? That's all the time
we
have.
That's all the time we have for Rafael Esparza. Follow him on Twitter at VSI.Sports. Thank you, Rafael.
You're not getting your
ice cream. Take it easy, guys.
All right, Marlon Faye right next on ESPN New Orleans. Feelings are about you.
Is approaching, and so are the red-hot deals.
Red-hot deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodaux Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodaux Regional.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
So Keldon Johnson, JaVale McGee coming in and replacing Zach LaVine and obviously Bradley Beal. So we did the latest on Team USA basketball. Wow. Wow. Really? Does it make you want to watch, huh? JaVale McGee?
Well, yeah, the guy that was, I mean, yes.
Or Trae Young. Trae Young wanted to be on the team. Again, recapping the big news of the day, the NFL has come out and said David Onyemata suspended 6 games for the New Orleans Saints. The D-tackle will miss hosting the Packers, at Panthers, at Patriots, hosting the Giants, at Washington, at Seattle. Those are the games that he is going to miss. We bring in Marlon Favreit, our D-tackle for here, the Sports Hangover. National champion at Big Fave 504 is a way to follow on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlon, how are you?
Hello, somebody.
What's up, my friend? So the news that David Onyemata put on Instagram that he knew he was going to get suspended, he was informed by that, and it's because of a banned substance, said it was a mistake, but at the end of the day, the supplements you use are... you know, up to you, and you have to do, I guess, the research for it. You probably know this better than me. I know there's a list. I know it's accessible. I know it's where everyone's at. You can get supplements. Some teams will get it for you. And there was a shelf essentially next to Drew Brees' locker that has all kind of protein powders. Stuff in the locker room that you can use that obviously is
his spark,
you know, his stuff on there. So Marlon, take us into an NFL locker room And because is it different than in college when you were there? Like, tell me what this list looks like. Is it a PDF? Is it something that you know where to go look at it? How often do you refer to it? And is it talked about at the beginning of camp, or is it too late by then?
Well, there is a list that the medical staff gives us of supplements we can't use. On that list, it's all these 5 to 6 to 7 syllable words that most of us didn't go to school to study what is what. So it is a list. There is a list that is out there, and you know, we briefly talk over this list in training camp as far as I remember. I noticed Jordan mentioned something about, well, both of you guys mentioned Drew Brees having supplements right next to his locker room, protein, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. When Drew was my teammate, my first year in the NFL with the Saints, when I got to the Saints locker room, and this was at a couple of locker rooms, that Avacare, that Spark, mm-hmm. he was a spokesman for that product. So we would have that in the locker room, and you know, Drew would just have some available for his teammates. So I've definitely had some of that Spark from Drew before. The point I'm making is the medical staff, they know what supplements you can and can't have. I can remember being with the Patriots. I was trying to, like, maintain my weight loss, so I was just trying to try different supplements outside of the ones that they provide to kind of help the process. So what I did to be on the safe side, I gave them the supplements first so they can look over it to okay it with me. But that's something David Onyemata didn't do, because – if he would have done that, they could have caught it. But I'm pretty sure it was very innocent.
That's interesting, because again, you're somebody that's trying to make the roster of the team, and you knew the repercussions on that. So that's great insight that you gave there, General D.
Especially a guy that's been popped one time, you know, for something else. You would think that he needs to watch his P's and Q's and make sure that he's putting anything in his body that's not going to be get flagged by the NFL for anything. Mm-hmm. The question.
Morning on ESPN Radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/.
All right, welcome back. Studio over in the La Rose area, losing power. There's a massive thunderstorm right now. 15,000 are actually without power right now in Orleans and Jefferson, basically with the Lakeview 610 I-10 split, based on the photo I just saw.
Big Fave, I don't know if you were able to hear that before we went to lost power there, but I was kind of questioning, you know, with the Onyemata news, do you think that the Saints are going to kind of move some pieces around internally, maybe kicking Cam Jordan inside, looking at Buckshot Turner on the outside with Davenport needing to step up in this year, a contract year for him, and maybe being a major player into the Xavier Howard market? What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's a number of things I look at now. I mean, you look at a guy like Shai Tuttle, who's going to have to play a much bigger role in the defense. You know, maybe look at taking a guy like Malcolm Roach and moving him to that 3-tech, and that's somewhere you're comfortable with. I'm just looking at the guys that they have on the roster now. I said this earlier, and I said this when the news first broke. They're going to have to take a serious look at the open market to see what defensive tackles are available and or see if they can make any trade deals to get a solid interior lineman. Because 6 games is a lot. And David Onyemata, let's think about it, guys. The Saints, they didn't draft any D tackles. They had a lot of trust in this area. They brought in Peyton Turner as another defensive end. So they didn't even go to the interior line. And Gus will tell you, I was raving about this. But as far as kicking Cam Jordan on the inside or trying to mix up the ends that has experience, that stuff doesn't work in the run game. Right, guys? They're going to have to, you know, you'll see Malcolm, you'll see Marcus Davenport, or you'll see Cam Jordan kick on the inside when it's third and forever. But, you know, when it's first and 10, second and five, you're going to have some solid run stoppers in the middle.
So for six games, you're saying you think that we need to go out and make that the main priority more so than cornerback, even though we look like we're going to have, you know, both our corners may be not available?
Yeah, I think that's something serious that they're going to have to take a look at, because, again, in those other areas they addressed that during the draft. You know, you look at what they were able to do at the cornerback position. You have Patrick Robinson and you have Sean Lattimore, but they also brought in Paulson. So you have at least somewhat addressed some of your issues in terms of that position. You know, you look at the college free agents that they brought in. Those were mainly for linebacker, interior linemen. This, we're still looking at how important it is to fill that void inside, because the big picture is it's no Malcolm Brown and it's no Sheldon Rankins as veteran interior rush guys, two former first rounders. All your first rounders are on the end. And the inside, and the Saints do an excellent job at getting college free agents at a low price with high value. And that's where we see guys like Shy Tuttle. He's a college free agent in 2019. You know, you look at Roach, he was a college free agent in 2020. These guys are very young, and again, it's the reason they wasn't drafted. Do they have potential, and do they play a pretty decent second role rotating?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
But as far as having a defense, look at the interior line for the Los Angeles Rams. Look at the interior line.
Right.
You get my point?
No, it's a great point that Marlon's bringing up, is that, look, there are reasons you're drafted and there are reasons that you're not. It's not to be dismissive or, you know, or ugly, Marlon. But, I mean, look, let's be honest. That's why some players are like that. Now, can they be a part of the team and be something special, or late draft picks can make their way? Absolutely. We saw it from Pierre Thomas to we're banking on guys like Marquez Callaway and stuff like that. And Marlon was to say you couldn't have, you know, had a long NFL career and stuff.
To that point, Gus, you know, who was the first overall pick in the draft was Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And Taysom Hill was not, and he was very limited. But he does fantastic at what he does.
Yeah.
But so this whole battle at QB, you know, I think it's a foregone conclusion. That we're
no doubt.
Winston.
Marlon, got a couple of big breaking news here I want to get to before the bottom of the hour. So, sir, I will talk to you again on Monday. Stay safe, stay dry. Hopefully you have power. It's flooding all over the city. I will talk to you after the weekend.
Be safe, guys. Talk soon.
Appreciate it. Marlon Favorite, Big Faye 504 on Twitter. Inside the Trenches over on the podcast. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow. Jordan, the Suns have just ended practice. Why am I interrupting this segment to provide NBA music and news following the Suns practice?
Dave McMiniman over on Twitter.
Who is he? ESPN NBA reporter.
Yes, the Suns, he tweeted a few minutes ago, the Suns ended their shoot-around by Monty Williams gathering the team at center court and appearing to acknowledge Willie Green landing the New Orleans coaching job. The team clapped it up, and then Williams gave Green a hug.
It is! Darn near official.
We have our guy.
As official can get. The team acknowledging after practice, so my guess would be that maybe sometime today, again, after practice, business has been done, before the game tomorrow, you could see a Woj tweet that he's been named the head coach. You probably won't get availability until after the game, maybe Sunday.
I just have two words.
Yeah.
Go Pels.
You like? I like this hire. You and I have been talking about it at the gym for several weeks. I think it's a nice fit. You got some good coaches already on staff. If communication is as big a thing, then it seems to be him. Here's the other thing. There's a lot of people that respect him. Like, I've seen that in the last couple of days, General D. People say they love who Willie... Antonio Daniels bringing up other players that have played with him or know of him and played against him and others. Lots of people say this guy he's a legit guy. He's somebody who's going to relate to players, knows the game, is smart. I know a lot of people worried about the X's and O's and stuff. You've coached. I mean, look, you and I have talked about it. The nerves will go away the more you do it. But if you know the game, you know the game.
Yeah, situational coaching-wise, he's going to get better when he moves into that first chair right. as time goes on. But one of the things, if you look at Doc Rivers, what he had to say about Willie Green when he coached him, that he was a student of the game. And he's a grit guy. We talk about guys who are closers that, you know, everybody has their role in NBA. He was one of those glue guys, grit guys that, you know, kind of a Josh Hart type that was going to give the most out of his given ability. So if he can do that with guys that have talent and take them to another level, that's going to be able to move this team from those 14 games that we you know,
right.
gave away at the end of ballgames, maybe getting a couple of those back. But really it comes down to, I've said this before, it's not the X's and O's that's going to win these ballgames. It comes down to the Johnny and Joes. And in crunch time, guys have to step up. Guys have to make big plays. If you look at this, look at the finals, a couple of things have happened where all of a sudden a couple stops are made. The block changes the momentum of the game. That's where things have to happen.
Budo's all of a sudden in a terrible coach, right?
Right.
Well, you know why? Because Drew made some shots and Giannis made a block. I mean, I'm just being Middleton made shots, right? Games one and two, fire Mike Budenholzer. He doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, it's to your point. I'll say this as we go to break. Steve Kerr, the soundbite was posted in the final year that they were winning the finals, that he said back then he thinks he's going to be a star as a head coach, and that was in his first or second season with the Warriors. So it looks like, again, Monty Williams acknowledging after practice today, the team got around Willie Green, clapped it up. Then Monty gave Willie Green a hug. Folks, we're probably a tweet away from it being official.
With quality coaches in your corner like that, that's important. Yeah. Just like Monty Williams had guys in his corner when he was on the Olympic staff, and yet we let him walk out the door.
And here's very the other thing, situation. Too. If you're trying to bring in free agents, a guy that respects him and has that kind of respect throughout the league is going to help with agents and players. Leo Haggerty next on ESPN New Orleans.
Bundling home and car insurance with Geico is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Do they have a home and or car? Are they saving lots of money? Do they seem unusually happy? Do they have a child named Geico?
Geico! Dinner time!
Have they recently purchased a drone? That's unrelated to the Geico thing, I'd just really like to try one. But if you notice these other things, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with Geico. Bundling is easy with Geico. Just ask your neighbors.
Basketball fans, watch the NBA Finals live with YouTube TV. Get live TV from 85-plus top channels, including ABC, ESPN, Disney, and Nat Geo. Watch the live sports, local news, and shows you love with unlimited DVR storage included. YouTube TV brings crystal clear HD live TV streaming to all your favorite devices. No cable boxes, no long-term contracts. Set up in minutes. Find out more at YouTubeTV.com. YouTube TV. Try it free. Terms apply.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Bart and Han.
You know, whenever you're forcing somebody to do something, you want people to do it for the right reasons. And I think you only get that by exposure and being able to maybe have some type of assistant coaches award where you have all these assistant coaches in one place. Then that way you have the owners there and then they have opportunity to engage. And yeah, you're going to have some type of tampering, but they get to engage and get to see these people as people.
Bart and Han, weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Well, what do we have here? General D, right before our very eyes, we talk about one of the signs of a good coach, a good organization is growth. There's coaching trees. Maybe there will be a Gussie tree. John Kleber stepping in for the vacationing Jake Madison. Look at this. He's got even a picture. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Locked On Pelicans is live with guest host Jordan Kleber.
That's right.
How about that?
Make sure you go check it out.
And that was before he was in his fighting shape. You got to look at him now.
Yeah. Jordan the intern, guest hosting Locked On Pels. Congratulations.
I appreciate that, Goosey. Thank you.
The Goosey coaching show.
Had a lot of fun talking on the podcast and just giving my take on
that's
the
enough. Let's get to Leo Haggerty. Oh, wow. Thank you for giving us a call here, sir.
The train has left the station.
How are you, Leo? What's going on?
Hey, another day in paradise here, Gus. I'm up at York University in Fairfax, Virginia, helping run a football. Hey, life can't be any better.
Yeah, that's nice. We need boats over here in New Orleans. There's power outages and more flooding. Apparently, though, is there any way that, I guess I'd get in trouble if I asked you to go try to grab some of Tom Brady's DNA. We could replicate. I mean, aren't you in the medical field as well, General D? We could, like, sell some of his DNA, you know, make parts of it and just sell it off. Because, I mean, this guy played without an MCL and won a Super Bowl.
Well, Gus, that's what's being purported. And again, how bad could it have been? I mean, he's got a torn MCL.
Yep, torn MCL.
Yeah, and if that's the case, he's not that mobile a guy anyway. So maybe we know if Tom knows Novocaine. That's the big thing.
Oh, General D, I was going to ask you, is this a big thing that he played an entire season without an MCL? Or as Leo saying, you know.
Well, I definitely think he went to the needle probably to numb some pain. But really, the MCL is not really your stability muscles there. Okay. ACL and LCL are the ones you really got to worry about. So a lot of times, depending upon, it could have been a tear. And I don't know if it would have been a complete tear. So there might be a minor tear. So it may be factual that he had, you know, an MCL tear. Actually, my wife is going through something similar to that right now. And probably going to need physical therapy to strengthen the muscles around the knee.
Which is why you could play through the season after surgery later.
And especially if you have a knee brace or put, you know, you're shooting it up. So, I mean, it will affect some of his play, but like his point, you know, he's not really a mobile guy anyway. So it's really not going to affect him the ways that maybe somebody else would.
Leo, the unfortunate news this morning is David Onyemata, he said he was going to be suspended by afternoon time, 12:20-ish local time. We got the word from the NFL. 6 games is what he will be suspended for a banned substance. Leo, last year, what was it, Vita Vey, right? I mean, what the Bucs losing a defensive lineman changed how they looked. And look, no Sheldon Rankins, no Malcolm Brown, now no David Onyemata for 6 games to start the season, which is the Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, Washington, and Seattle. That's a big loss for the Saints, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And again, Gus, people who know football, you and I and a bunch of other people know that a pass defense starts with the front four. And that's a huge loss. Look what the Buccaneers were like without Vita Vea. And again, when he came back, all of a sudden, they started clicking on all cylinders because those quarterbacks didn't have time to throw it. They were scrambling for their life. Gus, the good news is it's first 6 games. If this was the last 6 games, that's where you'd be concerned because now you're rolling. You've got things where it needs to be. So, again, they got to be able to figure out, all right, what are we going to do for 6 games? They got a chance. It's not like it's happening the week before the season starts. So that's the good news. The bad news is he's out for 6 games.
You know, it's interesting, General D and Leo, because I looked at it as at the beginning of the season when the schedule came out. I mean, not the beginning of the season, a couple months ago when the schedule came out. I said, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, Jordan has them 5-0s. And I'm like, you know what? Realistically, with so many question marks, 2-3. And if they're 2-3, that's fine. I keep saying around the Buffalo game, which is almost a little past the halfway point, we'll start to see what kind of football team I think this sort of is. So I'm not expecting 4-1, 5-0 to the bye week. So if I already thought they were 2-3, and they're 2-3 now without David Onyemata, I mean, that's just is kind of where I think they are. When you look at those first 5 games, Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, and the Washington football team, Leo, even now with this development, how many wins do you see the Saints getting there?
3 and a possible 4th, Gus. But wow. Again, hey, who's that opening game with again, Gus?
Packers.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, that's a W. I don't care who you're missing. I mean, that's a huge, huge game right off the bat. Because without Aaron Rodgers, that's a win for the Saints. That gets you to 3, and now maybe you luck into a 4th. So again, Gus, if you're 3-2, Remember, the Buccaneers were like floundering when they hit their bye week 13.
Right.
And all of a sudden, bang, they hit. People need to realize, and again, I hate to give John Gruden credit, but you got to give him credit for this. You play the season in quarters. First four, then now. Problem is, you're going to have the last five, which is going to be a little bit of a change. But you want to win or tie each quarter, because 9 wins may get you to the playoffs. 10 wins should get you to the playoffs. And that's all that matters. Just get there.
Vegas has his team at, what, 9.5? I think that we should ask Rafael that number, but I think that may move now. But I think to his point, you're right. This team may be slow out the gates. That's the problem with the Saints in historically, but they have been able to turn it on. If they do match up against Jordan Love, that makes your chances a lot higher. This team is going to take a little while to kind of find out their identity. Are they going to be a very pass-happy team, or are they going to be relying upon their offensive line to run the ball? So to his point, I agree. It may change some things, but I do think knowing it now is better going into camp so they can prepare for it, opposed to mid-season trying to make that adjustment, because right now they can actually start scouring the waiver wire are going out there to actively make a trade to address that need that's going to be there. So, I think the Saints right now it's a bad loss, but it's not detrimental for their whole season. So,
Leo,
I gotta agree. It's something that the Saints can prepare for. Again, you don't win the championship the first 6 weeks. You can lose it by doing something stupid, something dumb, that you can do. You go 0-3 out of the gate, there's a problem. You're going to have a darn hole to kind of climb out of. So I think the key is for the Saints, get to 2-2. Get through those first four games, 2-2. Anything else, that's gravy on the mashed potatoes. And then play from there, because you'll start to see what's happening. Hey, guys, I got to give you this one. Do you know what the over-under is for Tampa Bay in Vegas? 11.5.
Wow.
And everybody down here is going nuts. I said, I would take 11-6 right now. I just don't think what people realize about the NFL is the Buccaneers game will be circled on everybody's calendar this year. And remember, the Saints just demolished the Buccaneers 2 games. And nobody expected what happened in Tampa Bay to happen. Yeah, they got lucky. They played teams on the road with no fans. They played a Washington team that didn't even deserve to be there. Then they got the Saints. They got the Packers. And again, Green Bay makes a mistake not going for it on fourth down. They got lucky. And you know what? You know what luck is? When opportunity meets preparation.
Okay.
So they took advantage of it. And lo and behold, the daggone Super Bowl was in their backyard. So everything went right for this football team. They're going to have some dark days. They're going to have some times where you're going to look out and somebody's going to get hurt and you're going, oh my, that's not good. So we'll see what happens. I think if the Bucs go 11-6, that's a good season. I think the Saints can go 10-7 very easily.
Leo, I have to correct you, because a few weeks ago you said that the Saints are going to go 11-6. I have it on a sticky note.
The sticky note.
I'm just concerned about that Packer game. Mm-hmm. And again, I think the 11-6 is there for the Saints. I just don't know what that Packer game is going to be. I think that's a swing game right out of the gate. And if they win that, 11 wins, no doubt.
I got to ask you this. I got about a minute left, Leo. I was on the Mac Attack with Chris McClain, who comes on WFNZ in Charlotte earlier this week, and he asked me if I would be surprised if the Panthers would finish second. Like, their goal this year is to finish second in the division. Who do you think would be second in the division this year?
I still got to go. You're going to laugh. I still got to go with the Buccaneers. I just think that the Saints are the team to beat. They're going to put up a double-digit number. Then we'll see what happens from there. I don't think anybody would be surprised if the season last year ended up the same way, with the Saints, the Bucks, and then, you know, flip a coin with Carolina or Atlanta.
Okay.
But it's just a crazy situation because with a 44-year-old quarterback, you don't know how long he's going to last.
There he is. Leo Haggerty, go enjoy the rest of your weekend, sir. Thank you, as always, for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
I will, and I already got my reservation for Halloween down there in the Big Easy with Coach G. We're going to do it up, Gus.
It is. I'm ready. Look, Coach G, he's driving in route right now. We're meeting up next week.
Nice. Enjoy.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate it. It's Leo Haggerty. I got some video that might get you some goosebumps. I'm going to play the audio. Jordan retweeted. I just sent it to you. Video of the Suns wrapping up practice. And you can see the smile on Willie Green's face when basically Monty Williams just announces that he is going to be the next head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans. Pretty cool to see the team's reaction. I'll play the audio. Jordan will go ahead and retweet it so you can see it over at ESPN Radio. Nolan and I did as well. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. On it, jump on it.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue 1 Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Every prawn your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Home and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ross Jackson tweeting 3 minutes ago, he forgot. Gerald McCoy is also a free agent here as well. Remember, David Onyemata suspended for 6 games. He will miss Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, Washington, Seattle to start the season for your New Orleans Saints. So we've been discussing that. No doubt that will be a topic going into training camp, which 2 weeks from today, General D, who's joined us in studio since 1 o'clock, we'll be discussing the second practice of training camp, which is incredible when you think of it. And it will also be the day after the NBA draft. It looks like by then, we will know who that head coach obviously is. We pretty much know it's Willie Green. Just happened 20 minutes ago after practice. There was reports that it looked like Willie Green was surrounded by players and Monty Williams announcing that he had gotten the job. Players clapping was the report. Monty hugging him. Well, Dwayne Rankin was there and posted the video. And this is the Suns in a huddle. So there's obviously some reporters talking. But what you see right now is Monty Williams hugging Willie Green. There's the team clapping. Then Willie Green calls the team to the middle of the huddle, and he has his hand in the middle, and I'm assuming General Davies giving some words. And then he breaks the huddle. And then everybody comes up and individually congratulates Willie Green, tapping him on the chest, shaking his hand. So again, using deductive reasoning, the Suns were just told he is the new head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans. Again, we keep talking about it, though, the respect level on it. This isn't you and me trying to sell it. These are people that either played with him or know of him. And all I know is this, if they win two more games, he will have been a part of three championship teams. Did he take any shots in those? No. Was he the head coach in those? No. You can't tell me, though, not being around teams that win it all, things don't rub off on you.
In the room where it happens. So, I mean, you need to be in the room. And he was. So a lot of that he's picked up over time. Because, you know, a lot of people point to the fact that he was a player. That's important. That brings cachet mm-hmm. when you walk in the locker room. The fact that he's been a part of these teams that have won rings, that gives him some importance.
And he knows the names. I mean, he's some big names. He's some big guys. So if they have the support in there with them, too, I think that comes and helps in terms of free agency when you're trying to lure teams. And he starts visiting with players to try to build his roster and his team. I think that carries weight, you know, when you know Steph personally, when you know Kevin Durant personally, when you know Chris Paul personally. I mean, these are some of the biggest names in the game that help win championships, and you are part of the staff. They want to help you.
Well, when guys are free agents, they definitely call previous employers, and I think that was one of the reasons why Jacques Vaughn pulled himself out of the name here to come to the Pelicans. So, you know, because he knew what the organization was like because
with Stan
of
Van Gundy, right, but who probably didn't paint a good picture.
I agree, but I think a guy like Chris Paul or other guys in the NBA, they will talk and say, well, give me the lowdown on what Green's going to bring to the table. I mean, from all reports, he still practices with the team. So he's a guy, he's not even 40 yet. 39, I think he's about to turn
39,
40.
Third youngest in the NBA.
He's still a guy that has a lot of energy, still brings it from the competitive side. And it's like, man, if I can get down in a stance and defend you, you don't think that you can get down in a stance and you're 22 exactly. years old? So I think that's going to be big for this organization.
I
look forward to it.
You and I talked about this too, and again, it's why. And the other big news of the day, the head coach Chauncey Billups of the Pistons and the team general manager literally en route, probably already got there from Detroit to have a face-to-face meeting with Damian Lillard as the reports this morning surfaced that he's going to ask for a trade by the end of the week or the end of the month. They're about to go to Tokyo for the Olympics, hence an immediate meeting. You and I have talked about this. Meeting people face-to-face, having that ability to communicate is so key. And I think you can see if someone's genuine or not, right? You and I talk about the old meter. You know if you're being sold a load of stuff. When you look at the videos, and look, obviously it's a coach, but we've worked with people before that, congratulations, one of our own's moving forward. And you're like, either you're happy they are. Because,
there's coach speak and right. there's BS meter.
No, I mean, we've all been a part of organizations, whether it's work or in sports, where you're like, that person got promoted, or you're like, that person didn't do anything and is getting the rewards.